Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches. And we had started yesterday Sif Ches, and we had read all the Mechaber, and we're up to the Ramah. So we begin on the last line of Kuf Mem Beis Omud Beis. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'u Adin, the same halacha applies as we learned in yesterday's share about the wood that was leaning against the sukkah. So he says the same din applies in Zorak Chavilos Alaschach, if you threw pieces of timber, some sort of wood on top of the schach. Again, we were talking yesterday that it wasn't literally a sukkah, it was a booth. It could have been a sukkah, but we're also referring to any hut or booth on Pesach or Shavuos that you want to now take this schach off it on Yontet, these chavilos that are on top of the schach that aren't really the ceiling, but were added onto it. So, in Zorak chavilos ala schach, if you took these chavilos off the schach, you're allowed to do so because the enom betelos legabe eschach. They don't become subordinate and become part of the schach. They're considered a separate entity, as long as in daito la hasika mutter litla misham. If your intention is to go and burn them and use them as firewood, so then you're allowed to do so. Now, this was a mouthful, and let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll do the Bir Halacha and some of the Dershu footnotes to explain this better. So, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem. We're dealing here with these chavilos, these bundles of wood. Hainu konim, these are reeds, agudim biyachad, bundles of wood that are bundled together. And the fact that they're bundled together certainly supports the fact that they're not part of the schach or being made to put up there as part of the schach to be subordinate to the schach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Mem Aleph, and he says, Demi delo hiter agudoson, since he did not untie them, he didn't go and unbundle them, so bishar sheinichem ala schach, when he put them up on top of the schach, lo bat linhu legabi schach, they certainly don't become subordinate or part of the schach, ella latzliyim chashav. So why do you put them up there? So you put them up there in order to go and keep them in a safe place. That's a very good place. On the top of the sukkah, it's not going to get lost, not going to get destroyed by anybody, and therefore that's why you put it up there. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, im hiniach konim she'enon agudim ala schach, if he put up unbundled reeds on top of the schach, he put up a couple of pieces of schach on top of the schach. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, Av shekvar siche kol tzarko, even though it was already fully roofed, the thatched roof that he had on top of this booth was complete. But this is extra. B'teilim hakonim agav ikar schach, since they were loose and they are subordinate in this situation to the full-fledged schach. There was full schach up there. It's not like it was missing something, but it nevertheless becomes subordinate to the schach in this situation. And it's different. It's different than the boards that we talked about in yesterday that were adjacent to the sukkah that didn't become part of the sukkah, but they remained as separate entities. Here, these loose reeds, these loose chavilos that you put up on the top that aren't bundled together, then they are not separate and they're considered subordinate. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out a difference between the boards that we had yesterday that were loose that are not considered subordinate to the walls, but these unloosened bundles, they're not tied, they're just loose pieces of schach that are up on the schach become subordinate to the schach. Why? Kivin she'enan avusim im hadfanos. Because the boards in yesterday were not part of the walls. Masha ein kein b'schach, as opposed to this schach, she'enan avusim kol ikar, that even though it is somewhat loose, it is not considered a separate entity by itself. And when you add additional konim to the already existing schach, misorvin, it does bundle together, it does get coupled together, even though it's not physically tied together, v'nasim schach echod. So the difference between the schach and the boards that we talked about yesterday is the boards don't become subordinate to the walls, and this loose schach does become subordinate and mixes in with the schach that's up there. Misarvin v'nasim schach echod. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues, says, Umavar b'poskim, he brings down from the poskim, da'afilu b'konim agudim, even if the bundles were bundled together, even if the reeds were bundled together, if, in fact, niskavim lahavos b'em haschach lehedja, even though they're bundled together, they weren't meant to be hidden up there and stored up there, but they were meant to be part of the schach. So even though he didn't undo the bundles, then they are, in fact, b'telim legabi schach. If you put them up there for schach, and even though they're bundled, they're functioning as additional ceiling. So then, even though he didn't undo them, they are considered subordinate to the schach. And you're not let go and take them from there because it would then be soser. You're undoing a building. And you're not allowed to do stira by a building. Now, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, nice and simple, the difference between the boards from yesterday that aren't subordinate to the walls and what type of schach is subordinate to the schach. Originally, bundles are normally not, loose are, but sometimes bundles can be subordinate and mixed in with the schach as well. That's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion over here, but he tells you, Ein in the Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha. If you go look in the previous Amud on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Dibra Maskel in the Bir Halacha, Zorak Chavilos. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over there in Lo Hayu Chavilos Mispat Le Agav Schach. He quotes, requotes what he said in the Mishnah Berurah here now, that if they weren't bundled together, they become mixed in with the Schach. And V'hu Mevor Behedi Besugin, and that's the way all Gemara is understood. However, he brings down from the Chidush Rashba the Imchoshav Lehedja. Even loose bundles, if he specifically said, I don't want the part of the schach, but I have no other place to put them, I'm going to put them up on top of the ceiling over here, I'm going to put them on the thatched roof, and just going to add some more unbundled loose pieces, but I do not want them to be part of the schach, then lo mispatli. Then in fact, the Rashba says they aren't going to be subordinate, and in this situation, they will not become part of the schach. Vishari likachven. And then on yontif, if you want to take off some and use it for firewood, you could. And he says this is based upon the Yerushalmi, where it says, V'hushin is skavin la'abos, if only if your intention is to make the schach thicker. But he says that's referring to even loose bundles. And if your intention is not to make it thicker, then they don't become subordinate. He says, however, the Chofetz Chaim says, according to Rashba, it's talking about the schach. However, that's not the way the Or Zeruah understood it. The Or Zeruah understood it that statement, V'hushin is skavin la'abos, was talking about the boards and the walls from yesterday's shear. And therefore, on the surface, Chofetz Chaim says, L'chora, poli ga'or zeruah, ahad rashba, that the Arzeruah and the Rashba are disagreeing. Whereas the Rashba says, even loose schach, if you didn't intend to thicken up the thatched roof part, so then it would be considered separate and not subordinate. And the Arzeruah says, no, it automatically is unless it's bundled. However, that's the simple surface reading, but the Chofetz Chaim says, maybe they're not arguing. Efshu de lo pligi. And he says, in fact, everybody would agree that if your intention was to make it thicker, then by the boards on the wall as well as the schach on the ceiling, then it is in fact going to be batel to the dofen. And likewise, the opposite, the schach, if your intention was not to make it thicker, everybody would agree, then therefore it's not batel. So then what is the difference over here? So he says, V'chiluka d'sha'as eino elo b'stama. The only time that they're having any discussion over here is when you didn't have an intention. You didn't say you wanted specifically to be part of the wall or part of the schach, but you also didn't say you didn't want it to be part of the wall or part of the schach. And in that situation, or if somebody else, for example, comes along and doesn't know what the original intention was, so in this situation, that's where the Mechaber is talking about in the stam situation. Chofetz Chaim goes through some additional details, and he concludes with the words of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. He says, "L'dover pashut, the below isuriyasa, if it isn't bundled, afilu heniach k'dei latztia, even if you put it up there, in order to keep it up there, misbatle, it becomes subordinate, like the original outstanding that we had based upon the Mechaber." And he says, bottom line, also, likach mimenu mishum stira. So, well, you wouldn't be allowed to go and take it like the Mechaber Paskin. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says it. Tzarich iyun ledina. Maybe there's room not to follow this. He leaves it with a tzarich iyun. Now go back to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Membez. He says, if your intention over here was to use it for firewood, you're allowed to go take it off from the ceiling. Pirish. In Rotsa Ato Asiga, not that you prepared before Yontif, but even in the middle of Yontif, you change your mind and you say, you know what, I think I'd like to use it as firewood, you're allowed to. Avalobo Ina, and she died to Ole Miso. You don't have to have it prepared beforehand because they're lab muktzahain, they're not muktzah. Ukamosh Kosav, El, Linyan Eitzim, Asmuchus to the Fanos. Like we said in yesterday's shir, that is called firewood. And is even if you didn't designate it as firewood, that's the stam purpose of wood. And as long as you didn't ax it, as long as you didn't specify that you want it to be sealing, so then it could be used as firewood, even if you do that on yontif. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'da de kol eitzim shosu litlo min ha-sukkah," all the wood that you're going to take off from the sukkah, "ben atzi schach u'dufanos atzbam," whether it's the schach itself or the walls themselves, "u'ben osom shenitosu aleihem v'nisbatu imam," and as well any additional ones that were becoming subordinate to it and bottled to it, once they're osser, then afilu imnof la-sukkah b'yontif, even if the whole thing falls down on yontif, "gam kein osur l'taltlan," you're not allowed to use them then, and the litlan, or take them. And not even allowed to burn them where they are, because they are muktzah, and you're not allowed to get any benefit from this muktzah item. And even if the sukkah was very unsturdy and it looked like it might fall, so to say, you have your mind on it, if it were to fall, nevertheless, at the start of yontif, you're not allowed to take them, because while it's a unsturdy sukkah, it's not very steady, and it looks like it may tumble down, but right now it's not. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go take those boards or the schach now, because machmas stiras binyan, because there's a separate isser of knocking down a binyan. And therefore, when we told shenesru, osnesru l'chol yom, since they were usher during the Ben HaShemashos, they become usher for the entire day. However, he has one more question. He says, imahani tanai, if a tanai could work in this situation that you say, if it should fall down, I want it. If it's not going to fall down, then I'm not making it. So then, something like that, ayin debir halacha, which is what we discussed earlier in this year. That brings us to the final sif test. He says, bayis shehu mali peiros, if you have a house that is filled with peiros, muchanim, and they're ready to be used, but the house is locked in. There's no way to get into the house without breaking down the house. The nivchas, and it breaks down on its own, then you're allowed to go take those fruits. No tell me makom hapachos. You can take it from where the house broke down. Now, what is exactly going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Mem Gimel, Rotsu Lomar, the Chav is telling us the din over here is that we're dealing with Rotsu Lomar b'hayosos mikol tzad. It was totally enclosed, and you couldn't get anything out from it. So the only way you could get something out would be if you associate, if you broke it, which you're not allowed to do. So if it's called Muchanim, Sivkot Mem Dalid, Rotsu Lomar, what does the Mechaber mean when he says it's called Muchanim? Lafuke, as opposed to imichnitzam shom li otsar lizman rav, the heavy le muktza. When the Mechaber says it's muchan, it doesn't mean that you prepared it because it was locked in. You weren't planning or able to go and get it on yontiv, although it subsequently opened up on its own. But what he means over here, it's muchan, it means that it wasn't muktza. He didn't intend to keep it there for a long period of time, and therefore it's not called muktza. So then, if it opens up on its own, Sivkot Mem Hei, if it nifchas, afil b'yantif, even if it opens up only on yantif. In this situation, we say, we don't say that during the Ben HaShemashos time, the building was closed, and therefore you couldn't get it. So we don't say, even though v'lo yevshol lito mihem machmas isus stiras binyan, we don't say that even though at that point in time you would have to go and knock the building down, which you're not allowed to do, in order to get to the fruit inside, and therefore we should have said iskatzoya l'kuli yoma, it's muktzah ben hashmashos, it's muktzah the rest of the day. We don't say that. Why not? The ein zeh bichlal muktzah. That is not called muktzah. Why is it not called muktzah? Kiven shloyu muktzin machmas iser atzman. When something is muktzah here, that you can't use it because we say it's muktzah, but the Ben HaShemashos is muktzah the rest of Yontif or the rest of Shabbos, that's only if it itself was osur muktzah. However, in this situation, rakshu b'mokum shein yichon lelech litlan. Here, there was nothing intrinsically muktzah about the fruits. They're perfectly fine. They weren't set aside for future usage in the winter, let's say. They're set to be eaten right now. There's a little problem, you can't get to them. That doesn't mean the fruits are muktzah, it means that you can't get to them. And that's different. And should you suddenly be able to get to them, that we in that situation we don't say, migu dieskatsoy, ben hashmoshos, it's katsoy kolayom kula. Now, Mishbura continues and says, well, a few times there, based upon this, afilu hayabayiz bari mikol them, this would imply that even if it was an absolutely sturdy house, nice, good, new cement, Shane Regilus Shivchas Melev, and it really, really is very unlikely that it's going to fall down. Even in this situation, the hurricane, Gamkin Mutuli Tolaperos, and the fruits are now able to be gotten to, you're allowed to eat them. They're not muktzah. Same thing, he says, Chainu Adin Bimishieshlo Lufosos, if somebody has turnips, Tumunim Bibor, that are hidden inside some sort of a pit, and the guy opens it up on Yonta for Shabbos. It wasn't able to be gotten to, but he opened it up. The aim by Mishum Muktzah, in similar situation, like we just said, there is no din of Muktzah, just like by the peros inside this sealed building, there's no Muktzah. So too, these lufasos, these turnips that are in the ground that weren't accessible beforehand, and you couldn't get to them because they were in this bar, so the non-Jewish person who got them doesn't make them Muktzah when he brings them out. However, if he did it on your behalf, specifically for you, then even if they're his fruits, afilu maperos hayushala akum, in this situation it's osur. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it. The issue footnote 54 explains, because in this situation, it's osur lenos b'maisa yontif, kishem sh'osur lenos b'maisa Shabbos. You're not allowed to get benefit from him doing something for you on Shabbos yontif that you can't do yourself. And therefore, you're not allowed to get it, any benefit from it. And also b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it, and u'metiltol, and you're likewise not allowed to even be metalted because it's moktza. Until when? Ad Matzi Shabbos, the yontif. Until you have to wait till Shabbos or yontif is over, b'chtei she'yosa, the amount of time that it would take you to go and prepare it. On Matzi Shabbos and Matzi yontif, that's how long you have to wait, like we've discussed previously. Furthermore, he says, "Tzarichli zara b'zeh b'meah Pesach." One has to be very careful during Pesach. Kishaaka, maybe lefossil siyisroel. When the non-Jewish person brings you these turnips, im yodeya shagoy pasach habar hayom also likach b'menu. If you know that he opened it up on Yontif, so then you're not allowed to go take it from him. And he says, "Ayin the bir halacha, the ain lo hakel b'chol zeh." He says you shouldn't be mekel over here unless there are really extenuating circumstances. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim concludes at the end of this Bir Halacha. He says, "V'chein b'din halafosos, shotzi amogin avroa misiv zeh, ki im b'shas adchak." You're only allowed to go do this b'shas adchak. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Menvav tells us, "Avo lo yivchos min abayis, yoser k'dei lito yoser." That the house opened up a little bit, so you're only allowed to take what you can reach from the open part up, but you can't go and open it up anymore. That wouldn't be allowed. The Dirshu footnote number 58 brings down, the lift knows that so avonim, if you have stones there on top of the fruit, let's say, and you want to get to the fruit, so we said previously, you are allowed to move the stones in that situation. Mutu letalto muktzu letzorech ochel nefesh. You are allowed to go and move something that's muktzah to get ochel nefesh. But here, you can't go and do stira. You can't further knock down the house in order to get additional fruit. The issue foot number 55 brings down, if you have these lefossos or any other items that are in a sealed house, the Havi Yisrael or Nochri, neither a Jew or a non-Jewish person brings you the key, the Isser, they're not allowed to have brought it because they brought it, let's say, from Chutz L'Trum or they went through Rishus HaRabim and they opened it up. So then, in this situation, when they did something that they weren't allowed to do, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, and he says, Shela'achar sheposach es haminot, once it's already opened up, even though it was also to do this. He doesn't say you're allowed to do this. And I can't go wink, wink, and let's do it. But if it was done, so he says, Mutu lotzeis ulikones me'abayis ulishtamis b'chol ha'chavetzim shebayis. Then you're allowed to go in and take out anything in the house and use it. Why? Shalom otzonim b'shubakum shekonsu chacham. We don't find that the rabbis created a knas in such a situation. Shalom lehonis me'maisei Shabbos elemi guf hadover. It's not the maisei Shabbos that's also, it's the item itself that is also. And here, the item itself was mutter. It was the opening up of the house that was also. And therefore, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that you'd be allowed to benefit from it. Finally, in the issue footnote number 57, he brings down, sheyesh lahachmir, unless it's a shasat chak, as we just said, in regards to lodun kimukta, kol chayfetz sheyef shol ishtamish bo beglal miniya chitzonius machmas iser. That you shouldn't really use all these things. You should be machmir and not use them unless it's a shasad chak, even though shebe'etzem hashimish bo ain kol ma'isa iser. Even though the item itself is not really usser, but since it was gotten through something that was usser, so he says, unless it's a shasad chak, you shouldn't take advantage of this kula. Finally, the last thing in the issue footnote number 55, in the top left paragraph, so he brings down Linyan Nachri Sheshavar Chosem Shel Igeres Avur Yisrael B'Shabbos V'Yontif. Somebody opens up a letter for you, or he would go sign a letter for you in order that you should be able to go and get it. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman is not sure Imutli Yisrael Likros Igeres. Would he be allowed to read it? Shekivin Sheyev Shohayo Likros Igeres Kodem Shviras Achosem. Since you weren't able to read it before he broke the open or opened it up, Yesh Lahashul says Din Igeres Din Halafosos. So then he says this is the exact same thing as the Lafosos. You couldn't get into them. They were in the bar, and he opened up the bar. So too, he opened up the FedEx package, the UPS package, to let you get what's inside. Well, maybe not. Maybe you can say this is different. Maybe that's an Issa Daraisa. Whereas here, when you open up the FedEx box or the UPS box, that's not an Issa Daraisa, that's only an Issa Darabon. Finally, the Dishu 51 from the beginning of the year said, if you took off those bundles from the Schach, so what's the din then after you took them off? So the Pre-Begadim writes, according to the Morgan Avron, Shekivan Shegamli Acher Stiroso, Yishar Mischach Roy, there still is enough schach left behind. Eino over Bazet, El Isidurabon. It's only an Isidurabon. And he adds, Shosef Gan below times that even if it wasn't for the fact that it's only an Isidurabon, Kivisheno Soser, Amanas Livnos, since even if you took off, but it's not for the purpose of building, so it's also not an Issa Torah, and therefore that whole Issa would only be an Isidurabon. With this, we conclude this Shir and the beautiful simon Tov Kuf Yud Ches.